So we asked the question, according to the Rav, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yoina, what's this pshat of Ner Shaloi Shavas? What's this pshat that this candle has to, like, almost like the candle had to have kept Shabbos? Don't use a Goyisha candle, because the guy did a malacha. And we asked, what's the problem? I'm allowed to have a, it's not called a malacha. I'm even allowed to have benefit from a guy's candle, even on Shabbos. All the more so afterwards. So why can't I make a bracha on Havdalah on this candle? What's this chumrah by candles? So maybe we can say like this. We just said that Birchas Havdalah is a bircha, it's a shvach. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mahana. And that's why we said the Gemara says in Pesachim that fire, it was all machshavto, that fire, bein hashmashos, the yisod of fire was brought in bein hashmashos, but it only came out into this world, Matzei Shabbos, when Hashem gave Adam Rishon Das to make fire. The Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the fire on Matzei Shabbos through Adam Rishon. Out of the four yisod, this Hashem created the world, fire, water, earth and air. So air exists right now, and we know that it's always existed. Earth exists now, it always existed. Water exists now, it always existed. Fire is the only one where it can be gone, and all of a sudden it comes out of nowhere. You just light fire out of, you know, poof, and it's here. So one may think that since it's disconnected, he may think that he's the one that's lighting the fire. So it's sort of like, I'm the one that's created this fire now. So in order to combat that, Chazal, we're very careful. And Matzei Shabbos, there's this new din, maybe we can say like this, that this new din by fire, that we need fire, Shalosh Shavas Me'aveira. Now, it's interesting also, why do we use a Lashon of Aveira? It should be Shalosh Shavas Me'isura, right? The Gemara uses a Lashon of Hetera when it tells us it was Shavas Be'Hetera by using fire for Havdalah. If you lit fire on Shabbos for somebody that's sick, since it was Shavas Be'Hetera, so you're allowed to use that. So the opposite of Hetera is what? Is Isura. It's not Aveira. Aveira is a different Lashon. So maybe what Aveira is referring to, not the Malacha of Shabbos. A guy doesn't have to keep Malachas on Shabbos. Maybe it's referring to the Aveira of Kfira. That's why it's a different Lashon. It's a Lashon of Aveira, which probably it's more in tune with Kfira than Isura. And that's the reason why by a candle, you can't use a candle of a goy, because a goy that lights the candle, a goy in his mind, thinks that he's the one that's creating the fire. And on Matzei Shabbos, we have to know that the koyach of Eish, which is a shvach, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we're lighting a re-Matzei, but it's for sure coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's gufa why, according to these Rishonim, you need the or is Shaloi Shavas. The candle has to be a candle, Shaloi Shavas, and what we mean is Shaloi Shavas Me'aveira, that it has to, it can't appear that it's coming from a human. That no human, like a goy, don't use a candle of a goy, because a goy's candle is not, he had it in mind that he was the one that's creating it. And Dafka Matzei Shabbos, we have to realize that this koyach of Eish is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why we light it on Matzei Shabbos. And it could be the machlokes early in the previous Mishnah, Beishamai Beis Hillel, where there's a machlokes, we say Boirei in the present, according to Beis Hillel. Well, Beis Hillel said that it's also talking about the past, Boirei. But the way the Vilna Gaon learned that still, that Beis Hillel was still focused on the present, and Beishamai says, no, let's focus on the past. Bora, let's for sure focus on the past. Really, they were both being mechavin to the same thing. They both wanted to be very careful to make sure that we're mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attribute the fire that we're creating to the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one that's creating the fire. So Beis Shammai says, you know what? Better yet, let's focus on the past. That first fire from Olam Machshavto. Let's focus on Bora. Yeah, I can use the word Bari. I agree that the word Bari also means the past, but I want to be very, very clear here. I don't want anybody to have any mistakes. Let's focus on that first creation of fire, so we know that when we light Matzei Shabbos, Hashem is the one lighting this fire. This Koyach HaVeish is coming from him. And Beis Hillel says, no, Adarabba, let's focus on the present, that even the present fire that has a lot of lights, that's a different fire from the Olam Machshavto, but even this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to use the word boirei me'oirei ha'esh. Beis Hillel says, but they're both having the same kavana, that they're trying to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the fire, and not to think that the fire is coming from us. And that could be, maybe we can say that's the inyan of a ner shaloi shavas.